Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Why do we need an independent rail and port company for PayPal? By Mahmoud Tim Kargbo. Mining continue to be an important driver of economic growth in many developing countries. There is growing consensus, however, that society must manage mining to catalyze broad-based economic development whilst simultaneously achieving maximum social and economic benefits. Yet in Sierra Leone, concerns remain on whether the liquidated Kingho Iron Ore Company, now called Leon Rock, which is the operator of the railing port at PayPal and uses the infrastructure for only US$1,250,000 per year, is actually declaring the true volume of its exports to the government of Sierra Leone. With these concerns, the government of Sierra Leone determined to ensure a win-win situation for investors and Sierra Leoneans in the mining sector, processed and assessed the iron ore export's developmental impacts, both positive and negative, from which indicators were developed for an independent rail and port company. This idea of an independent rail and port company stressed the need to focus on issues of equity, how government will enhance actual revenue in the exportation of iron ore in a transparent and accountable manner, poverty alleviation and the potential opportunity for Sierra Leone to have homegrown industries that will produce steel bars for export. The government of President Biya realized that as a country, it is not always that Sierra Leone gets the opportunity to have a groundbreaking chance to effectively use its resource and liberate its people from poverty. To avoid a repetition of the 1972-odd experience in our mining sector, when the Sierra Leone Selection Trust Company, SLST, handed over the diamond mines to Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone took 51% free carry interest without any capital investment into the mines. Whereas the private sector company that operated the National Diamond Mining Company, NDMC, held 49% with 100% capitalization of the NDMC investment. This arrangement, coupled with the massive corruption of Jamil Saheed Muhammad Khalil, late President Siaka Stevens' economic predator, the National Diamond Mining Company couldn't be true into any ambitious diamond mining. Sierra Leone was forced to only focus on surface alluvial mining because the National Diamond Mining Company lacked the required capital to engage in large-scale mining. This inaccurate decision from the previous government of late Siaka Proben Stevens destroyed the economy of Sierra Leone and made alluvial diamonds catalyst of the 11 years civil war. Today in 2023, a similar opportunity has arisen. Sierra Leone has an important mining infrastructure, PayPal Port and Tonkalili Rail, which can open the mining sector, increase revenues and enhance transparency and accountability in the export of solid minerals from Sierra Leone. The government of President Biya has taken the bold step to release the pulse of monopolist from this important infrastructure to enable a development expansion for multi-users purposes. Over the years, companies have reported subjectively export volumes to government from which meager royalties are paid to the state. With an independent rail and port company, all solid minerals leaving in Sierra Leone can now be tracked and properly quantified to enable accurate and fair taxation. Tonkalili mine has 12.8 billion metric tons of iron ore, which is divided into north and south concessions. South Concessions is presently operated by Kingho or Leon Rock Mining Company. Whereas the north, which holds the largest deposit, is remote and unexploited because it lacks 25 kilometers of rail connection to the existing Tonkalili rail. What this means is that Kingho or Leon Rock controls the entire 12.8 billion metric tons, preventing other players from accessing the remaining 7 to 8 billion metric tons in the Tonkalili North Concession. Having an independent rail and port company that will provide haulage services for all the mining companies in the northern province will ensure that government properly taxes all minerals, create more opportunities for Sierra Leoneans and increase revenues by breaking the present Kingho monopoly chain. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our contact us form and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site to social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.